This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Something during the break, and it changes the way you view life. Changes the way you view everything. Nothing will ever be the same.
This was just one of those times, I think. By the way, and this is extra awkward, but just we're all here. We're just having a confidential conversation that's not being broadcast anywhere. Mm-hmm. Our boss has pizza right now.
What kind of pizza?
It's a Papa John's pizza. Three cheeses, pepperoni, and mushrooms. And I wanted to ask him about something else, and I couldn't get past the fact that he had pizza. And I was, like, offended in a way.
Remember not long ago, this is probably in a few months now, you asked me, does it annoy you that CK eats whatever he wants every day and it's always something delicious?
Uh-huh.
And I said, no, not at all. I said, that doesn't register to me at all. I don't really care about that.
Sure.
I'd like to change my answer.
Go ahead.
Because now, this many months later of not eating what I want to eat, and seeing that he eats everything he wants to eat.
And, quote, can't get to 180,
get to 180. We're EMP 180 weight loss because we needed to lose 180 combined pounds.
Yeah.
It's not quite why they named it that, but we'll just go with that. CK's EMP 180 because he can't get over 180. That's the difference between him and us. Can you imagine?
Yeah, it's infuriating. He's eating a pizza for himself. It's his pizza. It doesn't belong to anyone else. It's not a pizza party. It's not a pizza where everyone gets a slice and pays and feels like they got gypped on the number. He's eating as much pizza as he wants. It's an insult is what it is. Harassment. I just completed our harassment training last night. Hostile environment. Hostile.
When do we have to finish that by? I never heard word one about it until you were tweeting that we had to do the harassment course.
How did you
know we had to do it?
Well, because the only reason I checked my corporate email, because Blue Shorts ruined it by getting me verified on Twitter, and I get nothing but Twitter notifications in there, and then it's basically people that are offering tickets, and then the tickets are gone, but everyone applies to all at all times. So I never check it, only to see if I have to do harassment training of various sorts. So here are the trainings we have to do. Don't sexually harass anybody. I'm so good at that, by the way. I just haven't harassed Thom or Dar once since I've been working with them. Harass you once or twice, but I've learned my lesson.
Yeah.
Second is don't sell secrets to the Russians. I have no secrets. And then there's a third, what's the third one, Dar? It's kind of like be nice to everybody.
It's the technological safety concerns.
That's not the secret one? Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm pretty good at just coming in and doing my job, sweating a lot in work, and using the gym downstairs. And there's always obstacles to prevent it. Like this time it was like, you don't have the updated version of Flash Player. And I'm like, yes, I do. And I downloaded it 7 times. It wouldn't let me work. So finally, I had to do some sort of weird rogue business. Point of the dude's story is that's the only reason I check my corporate email is to make sure I'm compliant with those sorts of things so I don't get a hold up in my paycheck or something.
Yeah, I had no idea that we had to do that until you started tweeting about it yesterday. So now I got to get on the ball.
Got to hop on it.
JJ Watt is trying to help the people of Houston. I got to give him a lot of credit. Before we get into the Redskins receiver woes, more important thing right here is JJ Watt has already hit his goal with Texans fans. Of raising $1.5 million via social media. This is just an athlete using a platform to do good. I think we should call attention to that. Here's one of the most recent videos he posted. He's upping the amount of money now he's trying to raise because they've already hit their goal.
Real quick update in between meetings here. $1.5 million goal crushed. I've raised the goal to $2 million. You guys are unbelievable. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that this money goes directly to the people, directly to the victims. Keep spreading the word. Keep raising money. Youcaring.com/JJ Watt. Who knows where this can go? Who knows how much money we can raise? Thank you to everyone who supported. Thank you to everyone who spread the word. Please keep it up. Unbelievable. Houston, stay strong. We're thinking about you. We're with you. We're going to help you.
We talk all the time about players that do wrong on Twitter or use social media for the wrong reasons. This is a great example of how you can make an impact just by logging into Twitter, just by posting videos like he's doing. Just a heads up, if you want to help American Red Cross, visit redcross.org. You can also call the Red Cross, 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can text Harvey to 90999 to make a $10 donation. They make it real easy for you. That's all you got to do right now. The word Harvey in all caps to 90999. There's $10 that goes to the Red Cross right there. Also to Salvation Army, you can help out. A financial donation can be made at 1-800-SAL-ARMY. You can text STORM to 51555 or visit helpsalvationarmy.com. But good for J.J. Watt. There's also a player, I think it was it Gerald Green I saw yesterday? There's an NBA player who is from the Houston area who got on social media to ask for boats, basically. And he's got a huge truck. He's driving all over the place, like over top of the water, bailing people out and getting people to safety. But he was, like the movie Dunkirk, essentially, calling all boats to the rescue. He wanted to get anyone with a boat. He was going to send someone to you to get your boat so you can go drive it around in downtown Houston.
Neat.
On the water, essentially over top of the roads and ground.
Yeah.
Where the water is just several feet high so that you can go save people.
Amazing. Amazing. You just can't believe it's happening. I guess that's all I'll say. Like, it gets out of your mind, then you see another image, another, like, update from it. It's like, oh, my God, it's still ongoing.
And it's one of those things, and I don't know what this says about us, but it's almost, if it's not you, you don't properly spend enough time thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like, that could be your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
That could be your house. That could be the gas station that you stop at, the store that you walk into to shop. It's not. And because of where we live, hopefully, it won't be at any point. But for a lot of people that live there, that is their gas station, their home, their store. It's just scary. And once every several years in this country, you watch these images, and it's almost like a movie. It's fake. We're desensitized.
Yeah, it feels like
it's
exactly. It feels like a CGI fest or something.
But
far
it's
away.
It's very, weird, very real.
Crazy.
So good for those athletes who are making a difference. How should we feel about the Redskins' wide receiver position? That is the question. We could take your calls at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. You and I asked the question on the phones going back probably 7-8 weeks ago now. Is the receiver group this year capable of being as good as last year's? And I think more people on the phone said yes than no.
People were bullish, yeah.
Garcon out, it's okay, you got Pryor. Jackson out, it's okay, you got Doxson. Jamison Crowder, slot receiver, going to be asked to run on the outside some. Something he hasn't done a whole lot of in the NFL. Hasn't really done since he was at Duke a few years ago. Maurice Harris was everyone's flavor, sexy name coming into camp. He's been hurt more than he's been healthy. Had a penalty on his first play that cost him a first down on a third down in the preseason dress rehearsal against Cincinnati. But you start to look at this wide receiver position. Pryor, 7 targets, 2 catches in the preseason with more drops than reception.
The dropsies.
Josh Doxson didn't play in the most important game of the August that just passed. Jamison Crowder. I don't have a negative word to say about him. I love that guy.
I like that guy.
But I'm going to tell you that if he's playing outside as much as he's playing inside, that is a miscast situation. That's a slot receiver being your number two. So much Ryan Grant. Shall we even acknowledge or address that? Or should we just move forward?
That's my official response.
He's the de facto number two, although I think in 2 receiver sets, you saw this against Cincinnati, it's going to be more Crowder than Grant. But he's still going to play a lot. And depending on this Doxson situation, he might be pretty important. I think Brian Quick has to make the team. A lot of people were just saying this guy's not that good. He's going to get cut. He's big, and he catches the ball when it gets to him. Please be on the roster.
I mean, he did the other day, but in general, he's known for catching the ball right when it's there. Yeah.
And then they got a bunch of guys on the back end that are kids. James Quick, Jamari Staples, Robert Davis, the draft pick in the 6th round.
Zach Pascal, who almost blocked the punt.
College free agent. Matt Hazel was a San Francisco practice squad guy last year, I think. So here's the question. At the wide receiver position, do you feel as confident as you did at the start of the preseason? That's what we want you to answer. Whatever you felt before these 3 games began, do you still feel that good? Or have you lowered your expectations for that group? We'll answer that, and we'll get your calls next. Line them up, 800-636-1067. Charlie Slows in 20 minutes on Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.